Hello and welcome to episode 202 of the Veg Grower Podcast. My name's Richard and I like to grow food on my allotment and garden, based in West Sussex on the south coast of the United Kingdom. Today is the 7th of January 2019 and this is the first episode to come out in 2019. Last week's one was on New Year's Eve, so yeah, Happy New Year to you all. Now coming up today, I thought I'll let you know what seeds I plan to sow in January, just to try and get things going. Now this may not suit everyone, but it's what I do. Before that, we have the RHS calendar tip for the week, and being that it's the first episode in January, we have the Beautiful Gardens calendar list of jobs for January as well. And of course, before that, we have what I have been doing in the garden over the last week. So let's crack on, shall we? Well, today is Tuesday, the 1st of January 2019. Happy New Year, everyone. I've had, well, like most people, bank holiday, so I've had a day off today. And that has meant that I have actually managed a little bit in the garden. Now, this has mostly been tidying and pruning back some of my bushes. I did pop to the allotment this morning and just had a quick walk around, check over everything, and run through some of the beds with a hoe. Nothing too strenuous, nothing much, but just more a little bit of a tidy up. At home, as I said, I've been chopping back and pruning some of the bushes, particularly in my potager area. Now that's becoming pretty clear now and tidying it up nicely. I just want to get in there and clear out some of the raspberries. That is something that is on my list to do over the next few weeks. And then I want to plant in there some more edible plants of some kind. Nasturtiums or something. I'm not entirely sure what, but I want that to be more, as I say, a potager. So that's it for today. Let's see what happens for the rest of the week. Okay, today is Saturday, the 5th of January 2019. I've been on call today. I didn't really plan to do a huge amount that I couldn't drop, but my wife wanted to prune my privet bush that we have out the front of our house, and I had decided that when we were going to prune it, we were going to give it a hard cut back. We ended up doing that. Now, it was probably about 6 foot high. It's now down to about 4 foot, so we've cut quite a lot. The privet bush runs along the front of our house and along the side. Well, it was privet and a few other bushes. I'm not really sure what they are. Overall, they were a good, I don't know, altogether probably 10 metres long. So quite a bit of hedge to prune and cut back. But we cut that all back down. And just as we were nearly finishing cutting it all down, I, of course, got called out. So we finished that off, and the wife, while I went in to work, she took all the cuttings out onto the back lawn and put them on the grass, where my plan was to run over them with a lawnmower, but not going to have time for that today. So, but when I was out on my job for work, I stopped off on the way home at a garden centre, and I've stocked up on a few bits and pieces. Now, I went in initially for wood chip for the quail and chicken runs, because I'm out of that and I need it. I need to clean them out. That's quite an important thing for me. Popped into the usual place, the Wilkinsons, where I normally would get them from, and they haven't had any, so that was a bit annoying, but a garden centre did have them, and they cost me twice as much, which is a bit annoying, but I've got to have it. I was also after some seed compost, because I'm planning on sowing some seeds tomorrow, and again, Wilkinson's didn't have any seed compost, but the garden centre did. And actually, there was quite a deal on with the seed compost, Levenden's, or Levington is the manufacturer of this seed compost. 25 litre bags at £2.49. I know, it's buy one, get one free. So together, two bags were £5, shall we say. I think I'm going to add this into the weekly harvest report. But while I was also there and I managed to buy was some seed potatoes. So I've got some seeds for the next year. So that's going cool. I've decided with potatoes this year, I'm not going too mad. Normally I buy the big 3.5 kilo bags and they are far too many seed potatoes in there. But they are the best value. Instead, what I've done, I've brought the bags of 10. They cost me about £2 to £2.50 for each bag. So 10 seed potatoes for £2 to £2.50 compared to 3.5 kilos or whatever it is for £3 or something. So I don't get as many, but I can then have a larger variety. And I've got several varieties. I can't remember what they are off the top of my head. But they will be planted out and out to shit later on. Now, I'll explain that when I go through that. But I've got home now, and I've just pulled in some of my propagators and seed pots into my kitchen and given them a bit of a washout. And now I've plugged them back into my potting shed, and we'll be seeing how... Well, I've turned them on, and they should warm up ready for tomorrow so I can start seed sowing. Right, well, today it's Sunday, and it is, the 7th, isn't it, or something like that. Just going into my potting shed. Been a busy day today, actually. Again, I've been on call, so my plans for today were a bit restricted. But what I did manage to do today, but now, when I got up this morning, my original plan was to go to the allotment. But when I woke up this morning, I kind of thought, you know what, I'm going to give the allotment a week off this week. Now that sounds really bad considering I've been complaining that I haven't got there. But because it's been my choice not to go, I feel okay with that. And the reason I've chosen not to go is that at home, I've got plenty of jobs that I want to do that would just free up a bit more time for the allotment, if that makes sense. So, that's what I did. Now, the first thing that we did was with the lawnmower and over all the prunings that we took down yesterday. Now, I thought that wouldn't take too long. I was wrong. It took quite a few hours. And it was both... I was with the lawnmower. The wife was raking up what we had already chopped over. And that has gone into the compost bins. Now, if you've seen the picture I put on Instagram, you would see there was a lot of cuttings. There was a hell of a lot. So, there's quite a few there, but that kind of, once that's been chopped up, that's now gone into the compost bins. And it's filled one compost bin up from empty, well, let's say two compost bins up from empty, actually. Some have gone into the compost bin in the greenhouse, and that should start warming that up. And yeah, so that's got that compost down. The good thing is it'll rot down pretty quickly and we'll soon be able to use it in the garden, so nothing gets wasted. Now after that, I wanted to sow some seeds, which I did manage to do. First of all, I got a bag of the seed compost and poured half of it into a box and added some perlite, which just aids moisture retention, I find. Perlite or vermiculite, actually it was vermiculite I added, are well worth having if you can get hold of them. I found Poundland selling some vermiculite by the bag, pretty good. And I just add that to all my compost and that just helps retain moisture. So I set that up. I then filled up four of my long green seed trays. And I started sowing some seeds. Now, I've sown some basil, sweet. I've sown some cauliflower all year round, some kale, red Russian, and I've sown some salad leaves, oriental mix. Now, the salad leaves, I'm going to try and sow a few salad leaves every week just to try and keep a supply going. And if it works out, I will probably end up growing them in some bigger pots. But anyway, I've sown those. I've popped them into my propagator that has the lids closed, so there's no ventilation, and that'll just, when they start to germinate, they'll get moved on to all the other propagators as my process flows through. As you may know, I have three propagators, and I start them off in one, all my seeds start off in the propagator with vents closed, and as soon as they germinate, they get moved into a second propagator that has the vents open. And then once they seem to be growing strongly, they'll get moved into another heated propagator. But this propagator has no lid on it. It's just there for a bit of bottom heat. And then after that, they get moved on to other containers as well as being potted on. But I also have set up my grow lights again in the potting shed. I got called out, so I haven't actually seen that the timer's working and bringing them on. We'll have to have a look on that tomorrow. Something else I was doing today while I was doing all this was pumping some water from my water butt into one of the others. Now, you may remember, was it last week or the week before? I set up a bed with a water butt at the end. And this water butt was one I thought I had repaired with some tar and stuff. Well, as I filled it up, it sprung a leak again, so I've got to redo that. But that's not the end of the world. Instead, I brought one of my other water butts over and put that into my vegetable bed. This I had moved away last year, this water butt. I moved it away because of the fence being replaced. But I've moved that back into the vegetable pot, strengthened up the base and supported that so it doesn't sink into the ground, and then I filled that up. So yeah, that is really what I have done today. Let's see if I do anything tomorrow and the weekly harvest report. Well, today is Monday the 7th of January 2019. I don't know why I said the year anyway. Yeah, I came home from work today and I just popped into the greenhouse and I noticed it was actually slightly warmer than outside. Noticeably warmer for me anyway. I'm not sure if that's just me being hoping that my experiment is working with the compost in there, the compost bin. But I certainly could notice the difference anyway. Early days yet, and we'll keep an eye on it. I do actually have a thermometer in there, but the batteries have gone in it. So I do need to kind of replace those and actually check the temperature in there scientifically. Weekly harvest report did come out last night. And actually, there was the harvest was actually low this week because I haven't been down the allotment really. And I'm trying to use up what we've got at home. I've still got plenty that can be harvested, but I just didn't bother harvesting it. But what I did harvest, well, the chicken eggs, of course, they came in. We managed 15 of those. As one egg, we had, one day, we had three eggs. So I'm assuming the all three chickens laid on that one day. The herbs that I harvest each week, just outside the back door, I allow a pound for that each week. And that came to £4.75. So that's pretty good. Also, I've adjusted the report for 2019 and I've included what I've spent over this last week. Now, I was doing that monthly throughout 2018. That lasted the first 6 months and then I got out of sync. So I'm trying to do it each week as part of the harvest report. And, well, this week I bought a magazine. I buy a magazine every... Well, I buy two magazines every... No, I buy one and I got a subscription for the other, I should say. I brought some wood shavings for the chicken and quail. That was actually quite expensive for this time because I didn't get it from my usual supplier. A seed compost. I brought a couple of bags of those, 50 litre of seed compost. They're actually on offer, so that was worthwhile. And there was five varieties of seed potatoes I bought as well. And they were Aran Pilot, Bonnie, Sarpo Myra, King Edward and Maris Paper. Some of those I've grown before. The Bonnie is quite new. I still want to get some more Home Guard and Linda, which I've grown this year. At the Home Guard I've grown for many, many years. And I think there'll be one more variety that I've never grown before. Now, my only buying these Impacts of 10 because the 3.5 kilos, I think, are a bit too big and too many potatoes that they take over. So I'm trying to restrict how many potatoes I grow this year. Will that be enough to see me through the year? I don't know. We'll find out. But they'll be going out to Chit soon. And of course, I've got Seedy Sunday at the beginning of February, where I'll probably be buying more potatoes from there. I spent just over £25 this week. So yeah, £20 in the loss so far for this year, but that's neither here nor there. But we'll continue on throughout this year and see how we get on with this. Of course, if you want to add your own thing, then go check that out. But yes, this is wrapping up the diary for this week. So this week in the RHS Plant Grow Harvest, the tip of the week is: this is a perfect time to clean out sheds and greenhouses and undertake tool maintenance. Yeah, funnily enough, I'm planning to clear out some of my sheds this weekend, and I also suggested that as a task to do over the next couple of weeks to somebody else. Now, because this is the first podcast of January, I have a monthly calendar which has a list of tasks to do. This is called the Beautiful Gardens Calendar. It's monthly. So I'm going to read that out on the first episode of every month. I'm probably not going to add any comments to this because this is going to be quite long. So it reads: January. What to do in January. The key to having a beautiful garden throughout the whole year is planning. Plan well now at the start of the year and your garden will reward you with stunning blooms and delicious produce all the way through. So decide what you want to grow and where. Begin ordering your seeds and pots and compost now and start off on the right foot. Fruit and vegetables. Keep your empty vegetable beds fresh throughout winter by digging the earth to aerate it and leaving it in big chunks for the frosts to break down naturally. Grab the chance to give fruit trees such as apple and pear a good pruning while they're dormant. It's also an ideal time to move established trees or to plant new ones. Flowers. Sweet peas are wonderfully fragrant and produce beautiful blooms, a must-have in any garden. They can be sown now, giving them plenty of time to grow, or if you started them last autumn, they can be potted on. Place them on a sunny windowsill or on a high shelf in the greenhouse for maximum sun and warmth. In the greenhouse, the quiet time at the start of the year is a perfect opportunity to prepare your greenhouse for a busy growing months ahead. Give it a thorough clean, sweep out old foliage and check that it's still in good condition overall. Trees and shrubs. Prune trees while the branches are bare as it's much easier to see their shape and where branches are crossing or rubbing. These are the parts to concentrate on especially. If you'd like to grow alpine trees or shrubs, now is the last chance to sow them to ensure a good frost for germinating. Wildlife. Christmas leftovers such as pastry cut-offs will be heartily welcomed by birds during this lean period. If you have a pond in your garden and have noticed a considerable drop in water level, check its integrity as hard frosts can cause cracks that lead to leakages. Okay, so that's what it suggests to do for this next month. Not got a huge amount to add to it. Fairly standard sort of stuff, and I agree with most of it, but it doesn't focus on vegetable and food growing, so take what you can with that. Well, 2019 is here and well underway. I did mention in the diary that I've already sown a few seeds, and this is mainly to get things going, but also I do like to sow a few seeds each week. Just doing a little and an often, as somebody else quite often would say. I just find that is a way I can keep on top of sowing seeds and potting them on, because it's all done in the same area. And actually, because that's in my shed, I can do that in the evenings quite easily. January is a great time to start sowing some seeds. So I thought this week I would just go through some of my plans on what I'll be growing seeds in January. Now, I have to admit that I do tend to start early, but I have the bonus that I have several heated propagators and I also have grow lights. And this just enables me, one, to start things early and get good growth. Now, the heated propagator is there to add a bit of warmth to the compost and the seed, in many ways mimicking the sun and the spring sunshine just warming the soil. And the Grodites are there to mimic the sun and promote healthy growth, which really, really I do find with some seeds and seedlings, it does really push them on a lot better. Now, I have to admit, I only started using Grodites last year. The year before that, I did a podcast about whether or not I really needed Grodites. Well, after a year of using them, I have decided, yeah, they were a fantastic addition to the garden, particularly with some of the things that I'll mention later on. Some gardeners actually don't like to sow seeds as early as this, but partly because by the time it comes to when the plant needs planting out, they get a bit too big to stay indoors. The weather outside may not be quite ready for them to plant out, so some gardeners may well wait until a bit later. But I generally find, like, when we get to March, it's manic with seed sowing. And if I haven't got some of these seeds that I can sow now ready to go, they get lost. So, yeah, I like to start sowing as early as I can. What do I sow? Well, there's quite a few brassicas that can actually be sown at this time of year. And I've sown cauliflower and kale already. And these were varieties that can be sown at this time of year. Cauliflower, particularly all year round, is one of my favourite cauliflowers for this reason. And these will provide some of these healthy greens and vegetables in the spring and summer. So it's well worth getting a head start with these, I think, anyway. Other brassicas, of course, cabbages. And, cabbages. There's varieties of cabbages that can be sown in January. Another thing that I absolutely love sowing in January are herbs. And I think these are absolutely fantastic to sow now. I mentioned again, I've sown basil. And basil is something that I want to grow a lot of throughout 2019. But there's also chives, parsley and coriander. And in fact, parsley and coriander I actually find grow better at this time of year. One of my other favourite things to grow at January, and I'll probably do this about mid-January, is leeks. Now, leeks are great. They sow them from seed. They are cheap in seeds and you get lots of them. I like to sow them in a polystyrene box. Now, this polystyrene box I got from a restaurant that was used to transport fish in. Give it a good washout, of course. And then I just fill it with compost, scatter the seed over the top, sieve over some compost, then place a Perspex lid over the box. Those leeks then grow and eventually they get planted out. And leeks will stay in the ground probably till this time next year quite happily. They need a bit of water and feed, of course. But yeah, they are well worth growing. Now, of course, once they are big enough to harvest, you can harvest them as and when needed. But I just find to sow a lot of seeds now. Again, it's one of those things that's just done and dusted. Plant them out and I've got a year's supply ready to go. Some gardeners do not like to sow plants this early. As I said, they worry about the weather conditions when it comes right and the sunlight isn't quite right, I'll be fair, but that's why I have grow lights. But even before the grow lights, I used to sow these three seeds in January to get a good head start. And they were aubergine, peppers and chili peppers. Now I find that these three plants need a really long growing season, so starting them early is really paramount. They do need a fair bit of feed and water as they grow, of course, and the sunlight and warmth is quite important. So they can't actually go outside till May, where I am, which may seem a long way away, and I'm lucky I've got lots of space, so I can keep them in my potting shed or greenhouse until the time is right. That may not suit everyone. It's not uncommon for gardeners' houses to be full of seedlings by March on the windowsills and everywhere else. Now I've got a room, I could probably do that in here a bit more. Ooh, that's a good idea. Anyway, I'm getting away with myself there. So yeah, that's just a few seeds that can be sown in January. They do need the heat and light early on. But they benefit from it. And also, as I said, I find it helps me get prepared for the season ahead without rushing to sow hundreds of seeds and pot them on. But that's what I'll be growing in January. I'll be going, as I go through more and more seeds, I will let you know, of course. Let me know what you'll be growing in January. And then if this proves well, I might make a feature of this every month. Well, that's what I'm going to be sowing throughout January. And as I said, please let me know what you're going to be sowing. Now, we're coming to the end of this episode for this week, I'm sorry to say. Next week, I've got a few plans on what I'm going to be talking about. There's quite a list of subjects building up, but that will carry on in the future. So please come back and hear me then. Now, over the last couple of weeks, I haven't run the weekly competition. Now, that was a competition that whoever contacts me, every name goes in a hat, and I pick out one winner each week for a pack of seeds. That's back, and this week it goes to Ian. So well done, Ian. I will contact you soon for your address and get those sent to you. Now, if you want to be in for a chance of this weekly seed competition, all you have to do is contact me in one form or another. Now, it could be through email, which email me, richard@theveggrowerpodcast. It could be you join the Facebook group and message or leave a post in there. It could be you go to the website and leave a blog post at theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk, the Facebook page, Twitter, and all that sort of thing. Whatever it is, just get in touch and I'd love to hear from you. I've also got another competition that I've drawn to a close, which was the competition for life at number 27. Five winners from that. I'm not going to mention them all because I'll be here for a while. But I'll be contacting you to get those sent out to you as well. But well done to you five. I really appreciate your love and joining Annabelle and supporting Annabelle on that one too. Next week, I will be announcing a series of competitions that I'm going to run throughout 2019. I put a post up in the Facebook group the other day asking for what competitions people would see. So that will be coming out in next week's podcast. So please listen for that. Yeah, I think that's about it. A lot of stuff to get through. But as always, please take care. And I'll see you again next time.